Introduction. Growth hacking began as a trend but is quickly becoming a necessity. With the ever-expanding growth of the internet, growth hacking is absolutely vital when bringing products and services to customers. For years, marketers were in charge of pushing products while coders were fully responsible for entering and building code, or a platform. Now, however, these words have merged to create a single system of true growth, known as growth hacking. Marketing will always be an essential element, but it's important to have a single individual or handful of employees who focus solely on the narrow growth of the company. The internet has truly created a new way for businesses to grow, seemingly overnight in some scenarios. Consumers no longer have to feel tricked in terms of product, because product features can be directly involved in growth. In addition to these elements, growth hackers also understand that channels of distribution are no longer A to B, and any sale is a positive note. Instead, channels are now moved or even created due to the channels created by social media. This could include new websites or even popular blogs from trending individuals outside of the entertainment arena. While growth hacking is currently implied to revolve around startups, it will soon be implemented into even the largest organizations. In this guide, I'll go in detail on how you can grow your business, build your portfolio and brand using the power of the internet. Internet marketing basics. Essentially, convincing others to visit a particular site, download a specific app, or purchase a certain product all comes down to internet marketing. Whether a business or individual decides to hire a certain person or small group of people, those within the internet marketing field usually consists of those with backgrounds in either business or even the IT department. With the rise of technology, however, marketing and programmers have merged to form growth hackers, who expand businesses quicker than ever before. Internet marketing no longer requires long hours in stuffy classrooms or in the back of crowded offices. Instead, the basics can be learned from simply being an avid internet user. All the degrees in the world will not really help if individuals hate spending time on a computer. Great examples of individuals who have the potential to become a successful growth hacker include those who truly enjoy being on up-and-coming social media outlets, those who are business-minded, those who enjoy buying and selling online, and individuals who enjoy blogging. These examples of hands-on experience quickly help newcomers rise above the rest. When entering the world of growth hacking, one of the initial factors to consider would be to establish a portfolio. When building a portfolio, there are several aspects to consider, but the main idea is to feature your best and most relevant work. This comes into play when applying to a particular job or simply preparing a portfolio to extend to other professionals. Ideally, the goal is to focus on a marketing portfolio to sell yourself, through both past examples and promise of future excellence in a chosen field. In addition to establishing a reputable portfolio, internet marketers who wish to become growth hackers also need to find a specific niche to focus. There are many methods and techniques to consider when searching for a niche to enter, and most experts recommend focusing on a niche where the party involved already show interest. In addition to learning the ins and outs of a particular subject, it's also important to use the benefits of the long tail of keywords, which focuses on several small units rather than one large or overly popular unit, or product. After understanding the initial aspects of a reputable portfolio and locating a specific niche to focus study, there are four methods of success to begin the preliminary steps of growth hacking. Among these four methods, businesses must first establish relationships with their potential customers in order to create lasting wealth. The other methods are direct response copywriting and content marketing, both of which are key to learning the ins and outs of growth marketing. Finally, and perhaps the most important step, is to have a valuable product, one worth sharing and having others want to share. With the understanding of the four methods of success, growth hacking becomes more realistic and the next steps involve more direct commitment. True growth hackers understand that going viral is no accident, but rather, it is an engineered response to tactical and analytical growth. Growth hackers actually have the ability to make users want to spread the word about their business or product by asking favors that do not seem like favors. This collaboration will specifically discuss methods used by Daily Deal giants Groupon and Living Social. Within the realm of a growth hacker, it's important to remember that these individuals only focus on actionable, realistic goals. These goals are then highly scrutinized using top-notch analytics, where strengths are leveraged and weaknesses are assessed to find optimal results. Much like the scientific method, growth hackers begin with a hypothesis and continue to analyze and re-attempt experiments in order to find the best answers for ever-expanding growth in business. In order to truly hack growth, one must completely understand the mindset of the consumer. Imagine those visiting a site as a filter or funnel. Growth hackers invite all sorts of visitors to the site, but then filter these individuals until they find which ones are capable and willing to make a purchase, sign up for a mailing list, or reach other profitable material. From the initial beginnings to the final point of checkout, growth hackers make sure nothing is left on the table in terms of profit or growth. Once the filter has been properly analyzed, it can then be dissected. The funnel begins with the expanded open mouth, where all visitors are invited to be pulled in by various levels of enticement. These types of pull tactics include everything from free materials to prizes and invite users to come in from their own free will. Gaining visitors is not an accident, and growth hackers understand how to properly entice, incentivize, and make a sale. In addition to pull methods, there are also push tactics, which will be discussed in greater detail throughout the book. These push tactics are different in that they go after the consumer rather than sit back and wait for a visitor to stop by. These methods can best be summarized as an ad playing before a video on a viral website. While these methods are both effective, neither is quite as effective as the possibilities that exist within the product method. Product tactics are types of growth where users are actually using the interface when sharing the message of a product or service. This would include all social media outlets such as Facebook, Gmail, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Essentially, these types of products sell themselves in the respect that your friends need to be on the same type of service or plan in order to communicate and exist within the world of that particular social plane. Building your portfolio. When debating the best time to begin a portfolio, the answer is always immediately. Even for those who are brand new in a field, it's never too early to start, and there is nowhere to go but up. Whether individuals are seeking a portfolio for either writing, graphic design, or even internet marketing, the basic idea is to begin a portfolio with plans to consistently update and revise the work, in order to always show off an individual's best performance. In terms of marketing portfolios, it often depends on what type of future work the individual wishes to acquire. For some people, marketing will begin with a personally managed website, and while it seems insignificant to begin a portfolio, it's important to remember that while others are browsing the managed site, it's possible that outsiders will seek advice, and it's always best to be prepared for an opportunity. For those who are actively seeking employment, consider the type of internship or job you will be applying to when creating an updated portfolio. Generally, it's always best to collect the most outstanding work in a format to impress the majority of employers in a format that is truthful, sincere, and simplistic in the most functional manner imaginable. Putting your best foot forward. Writing is as important in internet marketing as it is in any field. Writing well separates those who excel and those who seem to be stuck in a particular field or level. Proper grammar and tone are often a representation of patience as well as education. Having an improper sentence or phrase within the dialogue of a portfolio is much like misspelling a word on an application or resume when searching for employment. In addition to writing well, it's important to demonstrate strategic thinking. While this may seem difficult to encompass in a portfolio, consider using ways to set yourself above the rest. Analyze the situation, whether it is a campaign, collaboration, or new form of business strategy. Not only is it important to create new, it is equally important to understand current conditions to understand the ins and outs of internet marketing. Finally, make sure to represent the quantity and quality of work within the portfolio. Whether you have just graduated from college and only have work from school, or whether you have been working freelance for a month or decade, make sure to highlight the amount of work in your best products by showing off the best work. By showing off the best you have to offer, you can then move on to define what you want to do within the future of marketing and advertising. Defining the future. While it's simple to highlight the past, the main idea within a marketing portfolio is to display the steps being taken to define a future career. When employers view a portfolio, anything less than spectacular will represent a lack of commitment. As you grow and succeed as a professional, consider even updating previous work to your current standard of perfection, using any tips and tricks you have acquired along the way. Rather than only rely on current work, consider even creating work that you wish to one day deliver. For example, a writer focused within the realm of nonfiction could work on fiction pieces during his or her free time to display both types of work in the portfolio. While there may not be the same pressure to deliver as to the pressure to deliver to an editor, it will better display the portfolio's range and highlight the individual as an all-around freelancer. Internships and freelance. While hoping to enter the realm of paid work, internships and freelance can help everyone starting out, even those who didn't attend a university or perhaps those who decided to switch careers post-graduation. It's possible to begin a freelance career with only a handful of samples, or one could apply for an internship and work on professional level work in a fast-paced environment. Working in an internship can help sell as individual as someone who delivers on their word within a timed deadline. Whether you are working as an individual on a project or working in a group, any completed work will help build a portfolio. If you find yourself in a situation where you are working a group setting, make sure to include which portions of the work you specifically contributed to the project in a professional manner. After building your portfolio, you will find yourself much more confident within meetings. Consider a situation where you will be asked a question, knowing that you have a sample directly in your portfolio. Having this type of material on hand will help you land jobs and prove yourself within the first few minutes of any interaction. Remember, always build your best portfolio and keep it up to date to land unexpected jobs and continue to build upon your career as a professional internet marketer. Finding your niche. More often than not, consumers will find themselves rolling their eyes and taking a big sigh at the latest and greatest infomercials about the new must-have gadget of the season. It can be difficult to imagine the ideal product for the masses, and many times, creating the ideal gadget is nearly impossible, so predicting the gadget of the season is up in the air. Rather than trying to create demand, consider filling demand by taking the time to conduct research and fill a niche area. There is nothing more stressful than coming up with a new product only to discover that it has only been invented before, but marketed so poorly that you had simply never heard of it. While many great products were created this way in the past, our current foundation for spreading the word on a new product is so great that it's difficult to be the best in any given field due to an array of constant competition. Instead, consider finding a market that already exists and creating a product to develop specifically for that demographic to purchase. Consider working in a niche that interests you. For example, a male college athlete may be able to recommend the best workout gear for others in his demographic, but probably knows little about what stay-at-home moms need for the daily routines, despite his idea for a new baby sling. The main reason to consider staying in your demographic would be that you would know what questions to ask and which problems to initially avoid. Consider sticking to the habits of your target market, at least in the beginning of starting a business or when coming up with a new product. Consider the extremes. Think back on some of the most elaborate, yet specific businesses listed online or in a favorite magazine. Photo finish frames, created by a marathon runner, initially launched as a framing business but quickly moved to specialized frames for runners. Basically, the owner developed a system to ship a specific size frame to a marathon runner in order to frame an image of the runner along with their racing number and finishing time. No Film School is another example of a specific niche. Websites like this one send to the point, weekly emails. No Film School's emails show up as a list of 20 articles for the week. Among these articles, each one is designed for aspiring filmmakers who are interested in the inner workings of script, camera, lighting, production and all the other areas that result in creating independent films outside of Hollywood. This niche simply invites the idea of everyday film education without paying the staggering debts of tuition. Finding your niche. Marathon running and independent filmmaking do not interest everyone, which is what makes these two companies so successful within their field. Rather than continue to dream of creating a business that already exists, consider examining the social groups that you are already belong to in order to create a new business that you would be excited to be a part of, as either an owner or a member. Start by taking a creating viewpoint at your current resume, social media page, hobbies, work experience, and daily physical habits. Think about all of the groups you have ever been a part of and consider joining new groups that interest you for further inspiration. This may involve actual groups or even magazine subscriptions or websites that you often read. Then, consider other individuals like yourself and think of what you enjoy, why you enjoy it, and consider others who may value similar items. Narrowing results. After creating a detailed list of fields that interest you, narrow these down to two specific fields that most interest you. Sometimes, a product may overlap into both categories, but it's best to start with two in order to brainstorm a wider range of results. Once you have chosen two categories, conduct additional research. Begin by searching online for websites that focus on specific categories or visit a local bookstore to find out more information on a particular field of interest. While it's not important to choose a category for the wealthy, such as golf, it is important to choose a category of those who purchase goods within a field, such as runners or photographers who buy shoes and equipment. Once you have chosen two specific markets, begin brainstorming ideas of products that currently do not exist, or have been marketed poorly. Consider coming up with problems that exist and quick ways to solve these problems with a simple product. In terms of simple, think how revolutionary, yet essential, the windshield wiper was for the first vehicle. Be specific. Perhaps even before the initial product has been created, think of the benefit to be had or problem that the product is trying to fix. Much like finding the proper tagline for a movie, the product must be well explained in a single sentence, so there is absolutely no complication of the potential customers not understanding the benefit of the product. Consider the initial release of the Apple iPod. Rather than list the gigabytes or any of that other technological jargon that confuses many consumers, the company simply delivered 1,000 songs in your pocket, long tail of keywords. After coming up with a successful product or service, a sales site can then focus on the long tail of keywords. While the phrase originates from statistics, the concept remains quite simple. The term applies to retail when considering sales of a large number of unique items or when delivering a large number of individual web searches. Meaning, it can be difficult for a new company to show up in the top results on a Google page, but when searches are more specific, it's easier to place higher among the results. In order to better understand the long tail, consider the example of real estate. When choosing SEO words like real estate, there is a great deal of competition fighting for top results. However, when using phrases like Winston-Salem, North Carolina real estate townhouse, results are much more specific. These types of businesses are ignoring the vast, general terms and focusing on the specifics. The long tail allows for businesses to ignore the responsibility of supplying popular items to the masses by focusing on difficult-to-find items for niche consumers. The total sale of the large number of unique items can help companies compete with more well-known companies who sell bulk popular items. Consider the bulk book sales from Amazon or the bulk movie rentals, song downloads or book downloads from Apple, two of the more known long-tail retailers. Methods of success. As previously mentioned, understanding internet marketing isn't easy, but it can be simple. Much of the problem individuals have with internet marketing is the thought process that it is just another get-rich-quick method of business. And, while there are overnight companies, it's easy to forget the time invested before overnight success, much like an athlete from a small town, being drafted in the first round or winning an Olympic event. Just because the public didn't see the struggle doesn't mean it didn't happen. For those willing to put in the work, however, businesses can grow faster and more efficient than ever before, thanks to internet marketing and growth hacking. In this chapter, Readers are invited to discover a systematic method of effective internet marketing. These four methods can be considered the backbone of internet marketing as well as the foundation of success. While there are seemingly endless examples of advice, both good and bad, in regards to internet marketing, there are four methods that can never be overlooked. These four fundamental methods that make up the backbone to internet marketing are as follows: relationships, direct response copywriting, content marketing, and valuable products. Relationships. Perhaps the most fundamental method is developing strong, personal relationships with customers. Whether this means individual connection or overall audience connection often depends on the company in question. Either way, the method reminds business owners that keeping a working relationship is much easier than starting a new one. Hunting for new customers is time-consuming and expensive. Finding new leads have troubled businesses for years, whether it is a brick-and-mortar store or an online publication. It's easier to ask a loyal customer to return than it is to bring in a new one off the street. Know the value of your customers and let them know their value. In order to do so, it's vital to create an environment worthy of their interest. Much like a dim light store, no one wants to visit a poorly managed or weakly designed website more than once. Beyond these seemingly obvious aspects, remember that customers, whether you're selling products or seeking readers, want to see new information, and that is what brings them running back for more. Following these steps will not only bring customers back, but it will encourage those same customers to spread your message for you, reducing the price of advertising and only inviting new members from word of mouth. Customers spread the word when they feel respected and believe in a product or source of information. Always have respect for your audience and let your audience know this mutual respect exists. Respect comes in the form of your audience and your market. Focus on the needs of the market and the audience as if nothing else matters, because, essentially, nothing else does matter without your loyal customers. Put their needs above the needs of the company, and the company will strive from this foundation of respect. Commit to a level of excellence and expel this excellence onto your customer base. Direct response copywriting. Most readers will quickly notice that the most read sites keep up with social media trends and highlight those articles, reports, and videos so users can quickly find them on their sites. Since the national attention span has reduced to milliseconds, it's important to feature the most up-to-date stories up front for new viewers, much like featuring new products in the front window of a neighborhood store. Whether a site displays recent events or creates their own, it's absolutely crucial to have solid copywriting techniques to spread the word. Try to come up with an amazing headline to catch the reader's attention in a way that flatters and informs. In this regard, it's actually important to not be overly subtle to make sure the point hits home. Many sites may even use a pun to highlight the story and put a smile on the reader's face. After designing the perfect headline, move on to a well-written, informative, strategically placed layout. This will cause action within the reader, whether that means moving to the next step of purchasing a product or clicking to the next link within the website. These traditional techniques that date back to businesses or newspapers decades before still work as efficiently as ever before. Stick to the basics of integrity and to the minute information with beautiful layouts. Content marketing. In addition to the headlines and layout, the next feature to deliver is great content. Make sure to find the best information and deliver informative, grammatically correct information, written from credible writers. For those who find themselves too busy to write their own information, outsourcing is available from various freelance websites. Once the initial content has been delivered, it's important to keep delivering great content. A handful of articles here and there are never enough. Set up a routine and continue to deliver on a regular schedule, much like feeding a pet. Stay focused and keep on a strategic schedule of content to please readers and inform newcomers of information. In addition to scheduled content, consider offering benefits to the reader on another systemized schedule. This can include seasonal discounts or free ebooks from time to time, to give an example. In addition to discounts and free information, offer other benefits that results directly in the exchange of money in exchange for a product, or to better promote the business in the form of a donation, if your business fits this model. Valuable products. The final piece of the puzzle is to have a valuable product. While it's discouraging to see others selling lower quality goods to make a large income, this is no reason to do so yourself. If you are unable to create something worth selling, find something valuable to buy and sell for a profit. More than likely, readers have an idea of what they want to sell, even if the idea is new and somewhat fuzzy. The truth is, everyone is in the business of sales. Whether individuals are selling ideas, services, downloads, or products, each can create wealth while providing a valuable service to clients. After finding something truly valuable, make sure it is worth the price marked. When coming up with a price for a product or service, it's important to factor in the priceless value of the reader's attention. Because public attention is such a valuable commodity, it can never be overlooked and must be cherished for what it is to the owner. If a company asks for attention rather than money, this time and attention must be seen as valuable as monetary income. While it may seem less valuable at first, it is the initial step in which to make something worth attention worthy of actual dollar bills. While this seems confusing, consider companies like Instagram or Snapchat, which have both been offered billions of dollars for a service that previously made no actual income as a service. Growth hacker marketing. True growth hackers understand the misconceptions of internet marketing and what it truly means to go viral. Like all outsiders who see an overnight success, going viral looks like a chance, coincidence, or a complete accident. In reality, while viral marketing holds massive appeal, it is not as easy as simply posting a video online. While everyone wants to go viral, it takes more than want to create massive source of sharing. For growth hackers, the first dilemma is deciding on whether or not a product or service is worth sharing or talking about. If the product is worth mentioning, the potential for customers to spread the word is higher than usual. In this scenario, if the product is worth mentioning, it should also be easy to spread. In the most basic form, this may include add-ons like social media outlets as one example of sharing. The biggest problem companies or individuals have spreading news of a product is by believing their product is worth going viral when it isn't. Going viral is not something that happens out of thin air. The reason certain products spread faster than others are because they are simply worth mentioning and often better than their competition. Diagnosing growth hacking. To begin, think about the individuals who will potentially be spreading the word on a new product. In order for virality to work, potential consumers or trendsetters must find a product that is worth taking the social media time to mention or post. Whether this includes a simple copy and paste, adding a link, embedding a video, or mentioning a product, this takes time from any one individual's social experience. For smaller businesses, this may simply include asking a friend to post a video, share on Facebook, place on Twitter, or invite as a business contact. While speaking with true online friends is an ideal place to start, it must also be done in a delicate manner. No one wants to help if a friend seems pushy or insincere. Instead, focus on asking a friend this enormous favor by making it not seem like a favor at all. Not only should this be worthy of trending, it must also be conducive to trend when it extends your reach. Growth hacking surpasses traditional marketing when it comes to spreading the word on a new product. Only certain products will ever go viral, and the value of the product must be desirable for all of those who potentially come in contact with the product or service. This only happens when a client believes in a product or when a product is truly remarkable. While translation of the word remarkable has lost some of its meaning, it simply means that the product is worth remarking about. Becoming a growth hacker. After choosing a product to help grow, it's important to remember that a growth hacker has no actual influence to improve or even change a product in any way. Much like a spin doctor rating a politician, a growth hacker can do everything in their power to change the description of a product, but they are unable to change the product itself. Rather than live within the world of built-on marketing, growth hackers work to build virality. Perhaps two of the best examples of recent growth hacking are Living Social and Groupon. These two daily deal sites not only continue to grow in terms of countless products and tons of special offers, they also provide a great marketing plan. Living Social offers a get-the-steal-for-free option, which invites customers to share any deal with three friends through a specialized link, inviting the initial user a free product, despite the price. On Groupon, the refer-a-friend option gives back 10 bucks when a friend purchases a product through the site. These examples are much different than something as simple as like this on Facebook buttons, which do offer a chance for customers to share the product, but do not offer any real incentive. Through the Living Social example, a user could actually receive a free trip by simply signing up three friends. These daily deal sites save tons of advertising and the leads are much more satisfying than simply liking something on Facebook. These two deals are actually paying users rather than taking a shot in the dark with wasted advertising bucks. Shortly after these two sites hit the market, brilliant, but struggling, company, Dropbox, started a get free space option to invite additional users to use their cloud-based storage system. For every new friend who joined, 500 megabytes were offered for any additional friends who signed up for the service. After months of struggling, Dropbox increased signups by approximately 60% with nearly 2.8 million direct invites recurring each and every month. Presently, 35% of customers still come from referrals using email services. Gmail and Mailbox now use the simple idea from Hotmail, placing a line at the bottom of an email. In this scenario, Hotmail would write PS, I love you, get free email, which tremendously helped the company grow, somewhere around a million members within the first 6 months after implementation. Shortly after, the company doubled and eventually sold to Microsoft for somewhere around $400 million. Google presented a similar idea but with the twist of an invite-only scenario. These types of key strategies greatly trump hiring a PR firm because they begin within the organization and grow out. By growing from within in this manner, these organizations determine the presentation of the product as well as the inner workings of the product. Essentially, these organizations are providing free data or free products to simply help the company spread the word on products and services that customers already enjoy. Not just any product or video can be shared overnight to millions. It is important to have an enthralling reason for the community to share any specific item. Virality is an engineered procedure and not an accident.